Ladies and gentlemen, step right up. Let's go see the elephant. When I'm a roadrunner, honey.
And we are coming to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. That's right, Roadrunner, honey. All right, we got Nick LoCicero on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. And make sure you have that phone ready tomorrow night for our contest. We'll give you the rules here again in just a little while. From the man who comes up with these contests, we don't know from where exactly. That, of course, be
Minds produce six contests, you know.
You said it, the chairman of the board, Mike McBath. I am Christopher Hart. We look forward to being with you for 2 hours tonight. And, of course, you have Larry Elder coming up. 2 weeks to go. That's right. 2 weeks to go, ladies and gentlemen. And on election night, right here is the place for coverage. We'll be here until 9 o'clock or so.
We'll have horns and whistles and dancing girl. Well, maybe.
And we'll be, they'll be trading off between national coverage and our local coverage. And we'll take it, you know, the course, the national coverage will take it right on into the night, however long it takes. But we'll be here with you for a while, just like we were 4 years ago, and hopefully we're going to bring this thing home to victory.
I mean, it will be just a wonderful, I mean, it's going to be like Penn State.
Yep.
I mean, the Penn State-Ohio State game, the people will be in the streets dancing. I believe that if Trump wins.
I do believe
so. And I'm seeing a lot of indication he's going to win.
Now, well, we're going to talk about the Trump rally. We're going to talk about Obamacare and how that may affect the outcome of this election, as was called by our very own Mike McBath. That's right.
No, I mean,
for over a year, he's been saying that
right,
Obamacare.
Think about that. I brought that up, and I said the big bomb that's sitting out there will come out about a week or two before the election. And now, if you're a smart politician, obviously Trump jumped all over it today, that you keep bringing this up. This paying these premiums is personal because the guy has to pull a check out of his wallet or he has to pull a dollar bill. When you talk about the environment, he doesn't pull anything about it. You talk about missiles and nuclear war, it doesn't come out of his pocket or anything. His house doesn't blow up. This, your personal finances, just blew up right in front of you. And I'm going to tell you, like in Arizona, which we mentioned earlier, Arizona, which was, it's Nick and Tuck, I think Trump's up by two, write it down. Trump won Arizona. Their premiums are going up 125%.
He won it today.
Right. It's over. Just go home. If I were the Democrats, be smart, pull your money and get away. But I'm going to tell you, the public is going to go ballistic on these billings coming in the next few days.
Yep. So that's going to be a major topic during the show here today. And, of course, if you have any questions or thoughts on the matter, we want to hear from you. B. Brian Blair is going to check in, and he's normally in on Friday, but we're going to get an update from him today on the Tampa rally yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Another huge rally there in Tampa.
20-plus thousand people.
Right. And as we've told you, we told you Sunday night, we told you yesterday, Hillsborough County, right there where he is,
right.
Tampa, this county, well, Orange County.
Right.
Actually, we're actually sitting over the line in Seminole here, but Orange County and Volusia County.
Right.
Now, Orange and Volusia are right in the heart of our list, our broadcast profile,
right,
if you will. If you look at it on a map, our broadcast profile goes all the way up through Seminole, right, basically right up I-4. Right. Right up I-4 to St. Augustine. So all of Volusia County, all of Seminole, all of Orange are right. That's the heart. That's the meat of our listening area, geographically speaking. And so this is, we're right. Once again, we've said before, we're right here in the middle of it, right here in the thick of it. And that's why Trump was in Sanford today. We're going to talk a little bit more about that. B. Brian Blair, I said, is going to check in. We also have a fellow who's running for a Florida House in District 28. That's a local district. Steve Edmonds is going to join us a little bit later on in the show, too. All right. But, yeah, Trump in Sanford today. First of all, I think it was brilliant him to go to Sanford. First of all, he just flies right in the airport.
Yeah, lands right there, and he's set up and go.
Yeah, exactly. Also, there is a large black population in Sanford.
And right? There was a, you know, standing behind him on the platform, there were a number of blacks, and they were holding up signs, Blacks for Trump. Beautiful.
And
beautiful.
Here's the thing about Sanford, too, is, and I don't want to, I hope I don't, nobody misinterprets this, but black people who live in Sanford have typically had more of the, if you will, entrepreneurial spirit, because there were a lot of farms and stuff up there.
Oh, yeah. These are hardworking,
exactly.
Industrious people. You remember,
right. Not like the inner city.
In the Trayvon Martin situation, remember, they didn't bring in Jesse Jackson and all the other thugs.
Right.
They were smart enough to say, we'll take care of our problem, you stay away. And it was amazing the numbers that were out at the Trump rally. And it's, you know, it's very encouraging to see this. So
yeah, absolutely. By the way, if there's anyone in our audience who was at the Trump rally today, would like to give us a call and let us know what the experience was like, we'd certainly love to hear from you. And once again, the rally was an event. Okay.
Oh.
It is the best of political rallies. Now, I've been to political rallies all my life. My dad took us to, we saw Nixon. Mm-hmm. We saw Carter. We saw, I don't remember seeing Reagan, but pretty much if a politician came to town, my dad took my brother and I. He'd take us out of school and we would go. So I've seen rallies. Yeah. I saw Clinton Gore. Okay,
boy, you're going back.
I got close enough to Bill Clinton to spit on him. I wish I had.
Yeah, I was going to say, you missed your opportunity. I'm all for it.
Yeah, so it to see what's going on at his rally, that is the best of rallies. Okay, because the people are there, they're excited, they're pumped up, they're enjoying themselves.
Yep.
That's really what a political rally is supposed to be all about. And 4 years ago and 8 years ago, that's what Obama was doing,
right.
You know, for the other side.
I agree.
Right? So this is a phenomenon that we are watching here, and I do believe that the numbers that he's drawing to these rallies is significant and should be taken into consideration when we think about, is this election over or not?
What was interesting, Chris, that they showed Hillary at around 2:33 at Coconut Creek, Florida, and it looked like her backdrop of people was like either they were drugged or they were zombies. I never saw such lack of enthusiasm, and again, it was typical Hillary. But when you see Trump, you just, I mean, I watch it. I mean, we've heard the story over and over again, but it's just so hilarious watching how excited the people are, how interested they are. And you know what? The fact that he just takes the covers off the Democrats is just wonderful.
Yeah.
Just absolutely wonderful.
That's right. And we got a couple of callers on the line who were actually there at the rally today. So let's go to them. We got a full bank of calls. We'll get to all of you. Jim, you are up first. You were in Sanford today at the rally. What did you think?
That's right. We're just leaving now. We're in a line of cars. I think there were probably 10,000 people there. That's an unofficial estimate. The crowd was really energetic and enthused, and it was a great speech. He's very dynamic for a guy who's 70 years old.
Especially when you consider especially you mentioned dynamic, and Mike and I were talking about this in the studio before the show.
Right.
You know, his stamina and everything. This guy is out there. You know, and he's talking about the Energizer Bunny. This is the Energizer Rabbit,
Chris,
man.
I'm one of these nuts that work out all the time, and I don't know how I could ever keep pace with this man. And then with all the aggravation that every party, media, opposition puts on this guy, last man standing. This is a great man.
Indeed. So, Jim, can you? I take it you're already a Trump supporter?
Oh, absolutely. I suspect everybody at this rally had already voted, but he opened up real quickly with Obamacare. I think he's really stressing the increase in the cost there.
Yeah, indeed.
And he talked a good deal about the Clinton emails, and Obama must have known about them.
Yep, that's the most recent thing that came out, is that Obama... I'm sorry, go ahead.
He touched on the $675,000 donated to the wife of the FBI official
who led the investigation.
Yeah, I mean, he's staying up on all the current events, and he hammers it. And if people are paying attention, I mean, his rallies are uplifting, and they are informative, and he goes after the other side like we haven't seen in decades.
Jim, did you get a chance to say hi to the media that was standing in the back?
I sure did. In fact,
did you give a hand salute?
There was... One woman from Bloomberg and a guy from the Daily Mail, which I believe is London.
Yes.
And they asked us a few questions, and one of them said something like, well, all the polls are going against Donald Trump. And I cited that IBD tip poll, which shows him neck and neck.
That's correct. Well, that's great. And by the way, that poll, the last three elections prior to this one, was dead on.
Right.
On election day. Last time when Romney lost by 3 points, I think it was 7.
Right.
This poll had it pegged at 3.5. I mean, this poll cannot be taken lightly nor dismissed.
Just out of curiosity, Jim, was there any extra room? Could more people fit in, or was that pretty much it?
I think it was... To capacity.
Okay.
Because they had metal railing set up like a corral.
Right. Yes. Right.
And there were people outside. They're also inside the hangar was filled in there also.
Yeah,
well, that's
I asked
great.
A couple of the police. I said, can you give me an idea? What do you think? How many people are here? And I asked one of the media guys, and it's only a guess, but I'm thinking maybe 10,000.
Yeah.
I say if you ask the media guy, he'd tell you. About 1,500.
As a matter of fact, he said, max 6,500, and I said, no way.
Yeah,
that's good. See, we need these Americans speaking out. No way, buddy.
You know? All right, well, drive safely, Jim. God bless you, and thanks for getting out there. Absolutely. We appreciate you so much. We appreciate it. Thank you. And let's take Judy's call. Judy also was at the rally today. Judy, give us your perspective, please.
Hi there. Well, Judy Pet Rescue and my dog and I were there. We had to be behind the rail. But I was Sanford Seminole proud. The crowds were magnificent. Everyone was polite to one another. And we just all praying that the man's going to get in-house and clean us up and make us better, make America better. But it was a wonderful, cheering crowd. Politeness. There were no issues. People get in and out of the parking. It was great. And the man, of course, is just spectacular. Of course, I'm a New Yorker, so I'm prejudiced.
Oh, we couldn't tell that, Judy.
No, you know that.
Yeah.
But it was just great, and I'm so glad that I was able to get there. I wish I could have gotten inside and saw him close, but it was just even being outside listening to him, just make sure, just cheer and pray, and let's make America what it should be.
Judy,
so
did you see anybody dressed like a duck or anything around there?
No.
How many women would you estimate were there?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. There was a lady. She had three of the most beautiful children, so I told the kids to come to my center and play with the dogs. Just lots of ladies, and, that's it. And women admire him, and people make up false accusations.
Right.
But there were lots of ladies, lots of men. Lots of children. Everyone came with their children.
That's
so
great.
That was a great future.
Have you voted yet, Judy?
Exciting afternoon.
That's great.
Have you voted yet?
No, of course I'm voting for the man. I just, I'm a kind of person, I like to vote the day of...
I'm sort of that way myself. It feels like the real thing if I'm going that day.
I am
day.
Too. Yeah. I'm the same way.
Make sure you wear red.
Oh, yes. I got my red...
Oh, look at her. The message is getting out, right?
All right. So who's the dog you have with you?
We had Miss Dixie. We just came from the retirement home up in Heathrow. We go there twice a month and go see all the wonderful senior people with our animals.
That's beautiful.
So Dixie got to ride back to me and go to the Trump rally.
How about
he's
that?
He's a Trumper.
Did Dixie like it?
Oh, yeah. Dixie had a great time. And I called a few of my policemen and said, Judy, I got three of your dogs. So all the Seminole police were there, and they all kind of recognized me.
Well, that's
great. So we
had
a great time.
All right. Well, thanks for checking in
thanks
with
for
us.
Calling. That's
God
great.
Well, thank you. God bless us all.
Thank you.
Chris, isn't it great to get the response from real people who've been to a real rally?
Yeah.
And I know that first individual, Jim, is an extremely well-educated individual.
Yeah.
And to see his response, which would be the same as mine, you know, and hers, you know, I mean, look how excited people get because they believe in America.
That's
where
what
Hillary
it
is really, we know she's undermining America. Any way you want to cut it, she's underlined. And that's why I'm so happy the billing on Obamacare has come out. So the public, again, has seen the sheets pulled down.
I believe that's going to be devastating. I believe that's going to hurt her more than all the WikiLeaks put together.
I do, too.
And we'll talk about that
a little bit later. Yeah.
But speaking of that, we have Brad on the line right now. Brad, thank you for calling. Thank you for your patience.
Oh, good afternoon, guys.
Howdy.
You know, I wanted to make a note about that, too. You know, when Joe Biden made that statement about, you know, taking Trump out behind the woodshed or something.
Yeah, about behind the gym.
Yeah, notice how the media doesn't mention anything. Oh, that's so violent and all that. But it's ironic because if you've ever seen Joe, he's a skinny little runt, you know. I don't think he's going to be taking anybody out behind the woodshed.
Yeah, I heard somebody on Fox the other day say that that Barron could take Barron, of course, is Trump's 12-year-old son, that Barron can take on Biden, right?
Well, the other thing, Brad, I wondered what was he going to do with them behind a woodshed?
We don't want to know.
I mean, you're just inferring to
we don't want to know. But, yeah. You know, this thing with Obamacare and Hillary Clinton, I mean, this is really going to hurt her because she has really tied herself to Obama, even having both the Obamas mm-hmm. on the campaign trail with her, Elizabeth Warren, all these characters out there who are responsible for Obamacare, and just like a lightning bolt 2 weeks before the election, this comes out of the sky and strikes them, you know, where it counts. I think it's going to make a huge difference, Brad.
I agree, too, and I think it's a bombshell for the state of Arizona and, believe it or not, for the state of Florida because, like you said, it's very personal when you do that. You take some money out of people's wallets like that, and you know you can't really quantify that. But I just want to touch briefly. You mentioned Elizabeth Warren. Did you happen to see her speech when she said, "We are nasty women"?
I know. It turned my stomach, Brad.
She certainly is, guys.
Yeah, nasty, nasty girls.
One time I agreed with her.
God.
I was in total agreement with her. Absolutely. Yeah, thank you, Brad. Yeah, and there's another thing that's devastating about this Obamacare. We were promised, first of all, we were able to keep your, if you like your plan, you can keep your plan. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. Then we found out that was a huge lie. But we were also promised that the average family was going to save
$2,500
on your premiums.
I already spent mine, Chris. How do I get it back?
You ain't going to get it back.
Oh, I know.
And if you want, you keep your insurance, it's going to go way up. And what was the rate increase in Arizona alone?
Oh, 125%, they estimate.
125%.
That's why I say Arizona's gone. Good luck, Donald. You don't even go out there anymore. You're on your way.
Yeah, here's why it's going to really hurt. Yeah, Hillary's got her voters locked in. That we've been telling you, politics like professional wrestling. When somebody decides a wrestler or a politician is their champion, it's you can pull teeth without Novocaine out of that person before you're going to get them to move away from that candidate. So she's got her following.
Right. She has her following.
But what we're finding out is Trump's got his, too.
Mm-hmm.
And his is every bit as big. And so it comes down to the undecided. And they always wait till the last because they can't make up their mind.
Right.
Well, believe you me, this is going to help a whole lot of them make up their minds because, as you said, it pinches them right where it hurts.
But like you said, Chris, Hillary has her following. But the fact they're not energized and at the bottom third are not anywhere close to energized like the Trumps.
Right.
The Trump people were showing for sure. Let's say it rained or, you know, like Buffalo Day where it's 43 degrees, right? Let's say it's raining and everything. Do you think they're going to show up? Chris, I don't know.
Yeah. Out of her base,
right.
Out of the ones that are locked into her,
mm-hmm.
I'd say probably 75 to 80% will get out and go. But there will be that 20, maybe 25%.
That would have shown up for
twice.
Obama the bum.
Or won't vote for her because she's such a, you know, crooked.
Sweetheart.
She's so crooked.
Crooked Hillary.
All right, let's
it.
Take a break. We come back. We got Demetra on the line, Tim and John as well. So stick around for more of the American Adversaries.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Folks, please join me and let's welcome Patriot Home Funding as our brand new sponsor here to the American Adversaries. John Siebert and Pierce Outlaw are the owners of Patriot Home Funding. These are great folks and they're longtime residents of Central Florida. John and Pierce at Patriot Home Funding are the sons of World War II veterans and are honored to serve our greatest heroes, our veterans. If you are a veteran, call Patriot Home Funding today. And if you mention the American Adversaries, John and Pierce will pay for your VA appraisal at closing. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida and is an equal housing lender. You can visit the lending experts at Patriot Home Funding anytime on the web at myphf.com or call them at 877-377-8123. That's 877-377-8123. Patriot Home Funding, where we finance the American dream.
What's it like on I-4? We've got the answer. Traffic you can trust. Answer traffic now.
I-4 eastbound still got problems out by the attractions. That vehicle fire before 535 has been cleared. That accident at Epcot Center Drive also in the clearing, but you're still going to be heavy from Osceola Parkway to 535. After that, heavy south trail to Ivanhoe and slow and go Fairbanks to Maitland, 434 to Lake Mary 2. Westbound side, 408 to Michigan, still heavy. John Young Parkway to the Turnpike, Sand Lake to 535 and past World Drive also heavy. 417 northbound, Curry Ford Road up to Colonial. I'm Mick Dolan, FM 105. 5 at AM 660, The Answer.
All right, welcome back to the show. That's right, we got a contest coming up tomorrow night.
I know, this is going to be exciting.
Night.
It just fits in with tomorrow. The news we're getting, right?
That's right. Mike won't be here with us Thursday night, so tomorrow night we're going to do our Halloween costume contest. We'll give you the particulars here in a minute.
The mash.
But Demetra has been patiently waiting.
I want to hear it.
So let's go to Demetra. Thank you for your call tonight. We appreciate you being there.
Hey, Chris. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hi, Demetra.
Thank you.
Fine.
I just want to tell your audience, I went and voted early yesterday, and there was something, and that took me a long time to finish my voting. Obviously, I voted for Trump, but there are at least like 10 or more judges that are up for, I don't know if it's re-election, but the question asks, do you want this judge to remain?
Right.
And what I ended up doing is I looked up every judge to see who appointed them.
Good.
So anybody who's been appointed by a Republican governor, I said yes, and anybody else, I said no. So it might help if they have that list with them before they head out to the polls.
That's terrific, DJ.
That's a good idea.
Great idea.
Exactly. You know, Florida Family Policy Council puts out a voter's guide every year, and we'll see if we can get that and post it up on our Facebook.
That would be very important,
but
Chris. Yeah.
Because you get so little information from judges. Know. That's what I do. I see who, because what she's talking about are state Supreme Court justices.
Mm-hmm.
And so I look and see who appointed them. And then, unless there's a big decision that I remember them being in on that I don't like or something, that's my guide. So that's
we really need to that do
was,
that
yeah.
for you and me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
we vote.
Yeah. Well, Demetra, I appreciate that. And if you'll stay on the line, I'll give you my email address, and you can, if you would, send me your findings.
Yeah, that would
be
terrific. Yeah.
And we'll get that out there for everybody. Okay.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, yep. And we do have to take a break. It's a hard break, so we got to take it. When we come back, Tim and John are up next, and we got a whole lot more to talk about. So stick around for more of the American Adversaries Drive Time Primetime Show. Remember, this week it's content.
The battle is heating up. You're listening to the American Adversaries, if you can take it.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. Thanks so much for listening to us. We really do appreciate you being in the audience. Before we get back to the phone lines, once again, tomorrow night is going to be our contest night this week. Mike won't be with us Thursday. So get those costume ideas ready. Go over the rules again,
okay,
real quick,
Chris,
Mike,
yeah,
if you would.
What we're doing, last year we had our, we called our annual Halloween party, and as we know, this is primarily for politicians, the media, and actors. And as we all know, these people aren't the sharpest people in the world. So we're going to have to come up with costumes for them to wear to a Halloween party. So we're going to leave it up to you. Now, I'm going to give you a couple examples that I would suggest to these particular people to wear. It's like Paul Ryan. I could see Paul Ryan going as Judas. I think that would be perfect for him.
I do, too.
How about Elizabeth Warren? Now, I could see her going as Joan of Arc, and then at the party, hopefully they burn her at the stake.
She does it now. Yeah.
Now, how about Colin Kaepernick? There's another winner, right?
Oh, boy.
Now, I think he could probably go as the Black Socrates. So we're looking for your ideas and suggestions for this world-famous Halloween party that begins on our Wednesday show.
All right, and you'll be playing for a $20 gift certificate to Cafe Positano.
Oh, great.
Don't forget Saturday night, this Saturday night, the 29th, at 10 o'clock, the restaurant turns into a haunted house. And they're going to
have the mash.
The monster mash.
It was a smash.
Okay, they're going to have karaoke. They're going to have a costume contest with prizes and everything. Drink specials. They're going to have pizza by the slice. The kitchen will be closed, but they will have pizza by the slice. This will be from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. And $10 cover for people 18 and over, but it's going to be a whole lot of fun, and it'll be well worth the $10 just in the specials things going on there. So come on out this Saturday night. Now, that $20 gift certificate you can use for your drinks and stuff, not to get in, but you can use it for your drinks and stuff. Of course, you can use it any time, you know. And what do you like to say, Mike? You can get a great dinner there and a couple martinis.
Really? You can get two martinis, a nice big pizza, and you'll have a great night.
There you go.
The two martinis will assure it.
Just get you a friend to drink one of those martinis with you. There you go.
They will assure it from that place.
So you'll get that. And by the way, that's compliments of Jerry and Janice Shepard, Jerry's Mercedes-Benz, and they are now also Treat, I like to say, service Treat.
I know,
Treat.
Chris. That just sounds so Treat professional.
BMWs,
because that's
great. They will treat your car right, and they'll treat you right in the process, and especially treat your pocketbook right. That's Jerry's.
Which is the most important thing.
Jerry'sMB.com. And you'll also win, thanks to Rick Brown, a $10 gift card to Tijuana Flats.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, every UCF game day is discount day at Tijuana Flats. And also, thanks to one of our new sponsors, Dino Rento Studios. Dino and Janice Rentos. Remember, they were in the studio. Great folks.
Chris, they were wonderful people, and the product they have is as unique as you'll find, and it can be implemented by so many people with kids and sports
and
whatever.
Yeah, and they do all kinds of decorations from the simplest to the most complex, and I do mean literally the even most complex.
Oh, I know.
So, and they're offering up these full-size cutouts. And last week's Lent winner said his wife has already laid claim to it, and she may have it in a decoration for Christmas. Can you imagine a cutout maybe of your favorite politician or entertainer?
Oh, yeah.
But as Santa Claus?
Or as a dartboard.
Can you imagine? If you like Barack Obama, you know, you could have him as Santa Claus.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you could do anything. And again, you could take if you're a college football fan, put your head coach up there. Whatever you want to do, life-size photos.
That's it. So it's going to be a great
absolutely great
prize package for the winner tomorrow, just as it was last week. All right. And by the way, if you would like to check out Dino's stuff, go to DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino Rentos, you spell Rentos, R-E-N-T-O-S, DinoRentosStudios.com. And, of course, Dino himself is Italian. We went to the Cafe Positano after the show, and I asked him how he liked his meal, and he said it was great. One of the few places, Italian restaurants, where he actually got Italian cooking.
No, I know. I mean, the food there. But I'm still getting over the pizza, how big they are for what the price is.
Oh, absolutely. Wow. Absolutely. Going to go back to the phone lines now. John was up next, then Tim, Bobby, and Diane. John, thank you for calling. We appreciate you being in the audience.
Hey, I appreciate you guys being there.
Hey, Chris, John.
You're politically astute. Tell me, how come you can't take a picture inside your polling place or within 100 feet of your polling place?
You can't?
That's what I
heard today.
Well, I took actually during the primary. I took a picture of my ballot. I think what they're talking about is you can't take a picture of anybody there. They do have restrictions.
Yeah, I heard no selfies either.
Yeah, but I think you can actually take a photograph of your ballot. At least no one stopped me when I did it. Maybe they didn't.
That's what I want to try to do.
Maybe they didn't see me do it. But you're not. I do know you're not supposed to take pictures or film anyone there.
John, make sure you wear your red underwear too.
I'm going to wear my red overall.
There you go.
That's great. That'll be good. I'm wearing a red shirt for sure.
Amen.
You know? I for sure am. Number two, I wanted to know. Everybody talks about, you know, voter fraud. The thing is, George Soros actually sold a lot of the voting machines.
Yeah.
But the main thing to be worried about is not so much at the polling places, is the central server. What they do is called weighing the vote. And if they put the right algorithm in that, they only steal maybe a quarter of a vote each time.
Exactly.
And it's very, very hard to figure out. And it's done where all the votes are tabulated at the central server.
Yeah.
I don't hear anybody hardly ever discuss that, but it's been proven to be a fact.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, there is a blogger out there. His name is Christopher Ryder, and you spell Ryder, R-Y-T-E-R. And he had he was explaining what you're talking about. What John is talking about is with these electronic voting machines, they can hide the fraud by not taking a whole vote away. It's kind of odd to sound like that, but what John is saying is correct. Out of say 5 votes, they'll lose 1.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but it won't be shown up on any of those 5 because of the way they do this. And what Ryder's report also argued was that they would use the polls to set up the fraud. In other words, they would have the polls skewed to match what they intend the fraud to play out as. Okay, and we shall see.
Yeah. Look at what the polls are today, right?
Yeah. So
that's a scary thought.
It is indeed. But John, see, this is the problem with electronic voting. And we've already heard there's been complaints out of Texas where people voted all Republican. Right. And when they went to finalize it, they looked and they saw that
it was Clinton Kane.
Well, that either Trump's their vote for Trump had disappeared was mainly right. What they were saying. In other words, it wasn't going to be counted.
But there were some today that they actually in Texas in a specific county they would vote straight down and it came across Clinton Kane.
Yeah,
right.
If it were up to me, electronic voting machines would be outlawed. There is no better way to vote than the old paper ballot. It may seem arcane.
And then get your thumb. Put in ink or whatever so exactly. They know you voted once and you're not going through the line again.
Exactly. Keep it simple, stupid, so it can't get screwed up. The more complex it gets, the easier it is to manipulate, especially electronically. Those doggone machines should be outlawed. Thanks, John. Excellent insight. We look forward to your entry tomorrow night. All right, and so Tim is next. Tim, thank you for your call tonight.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Howdy, Tim.
So listen, I did not go to the Trump rally today, but I did watch it on the internet. I got to see his plane land and everything.
Yeah, cool.
And where they had the hangar, which was filled with people, and that was all that they thought that they, you know, were going to fill. When I went to the exact same place for Romney. In a rally.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good. Keep going.
And he built the hangar with a little bit of overhang, but nothing near, nothing close to what Trump had today.
Yeah.
And he had a tremendous amount of people there.
So yeah.
And thank God.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? And I think, as I said earlier, Brian Blair is going to join us at the top of the hour to give us a report on the Tampa rally yesterday.
Right.
We're going to hear the same thing. This is happening nationwide where they fill the venue and then there are thousands of people who are turned away or actually many of them just stand around outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like they can't leave the event until they know he's gone.
Right.
And this is extraordinary. Like I say, I've been going to political rallies all of my life. And whenever I've seen something like this, and I haven't seen anything as close to this, that has extended this amount of time. This was going on in the primaries.
It just keeps going and going and get bigger and bigger. It doesn't stop.
Every time I've seen this, that ticket has won. And it wasn't always the ticket that I wanted, but every time I've seen it, that ticket has won.
But Chris, even Pence draws 400 or 500, you know. And look at Kane the other day. What did he draw? 33 people or something?
33 in Palm Coast.
Great. He's doing a great job for
him. And that
him, right?
was counting the media. I'm sorry, Tim. We cut you off. You're going to say something else.
Well, I went down and saw George Bush at Tinker Field.
Yeah,
right.
And he had. I mean, he didn't fill the whole place there either.
No, he didn't.
So Trump is just killing him.
He had a typical Trump rally that night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. A Trump rally where everybody could have got in. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I was there too. Wayne Newton was there. Bo Derek, remember?
Bo Derek?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris. So now, what was that the rally the bar that you attended later?
No, his brother Jeb was there. His brother Jeb, okay. I believe, introduced him. But no, Wayne Newton was there that night.
A perfect 10.
I stood out on second base.
Okay, yeah.
Or where second base would be, obviously. All right, thank you, Tim. Appreciate it. I think, was it Bobby next? All right, Bobby is up next. Thank you. Thank you, Nick. All right, Bobby, thank you for calling tonight. Diane, you'll be next.
Yes, you're welcome. You mentioned Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush is still in a fetal position under his bed.
That's a good description, isn't it?
And you know, that's where we want to keep him.
Yeah.
I know. Well, I think he really is in a fetal position. He's still shaking. This is shaking him. He'll never be the same. Hey, I want to make a statement, or more like an observation. You can't make it because you'd have to put an apology YouTube up the next day and probably lose your job. But me as a caller can say, what I see with blacks and browns in this country is a disgrace. They're willing to put this congenital pathological liar in the highest office in the land without a qualm because of free things. Blacks and browns have no integrity, zero. They're void of it. They're empty vessels. And they're a disgrace to this nation, and that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that, and I wouldn't phrase it quite like that. No, that's too much of a broad brush there. There are a lot of people who meet your description of the groups that you were talking about.
There'd be a lot of whites in that group,
but certainly
too.
Not all, and mm-hmm. there are a lot of whites in that group, too. Exactly. It's more ideology and outlook on life than it is color of skin. And what the problem is that our educational system and our welfare system, these people get locked into a mindset. This is why I say liberalism is poison. It is poison to the human spirit. It is poison to the soul. It is poison to the mind, because it teaches you to give up. It teaches you to give over to something bigger in the form of government, not God. It teaches you to turn away from God and give yourself over to government. And that's unfortunately what many of these people have done. And that's who Bobby is referring to.
Plus, Chris,
but certainly not all of them.
The charlatan leaders that they've had.
Exactly.
I mean, look at the people they look up to.
It's
Al Sharpton, $4.5 million in taxes he owes. Jesse Jackson, illegitimate kids all over the world. I mean, these are your leaders?
I dare
Barack
say.
Barack Obama, a guy that sold the nation down the drain for the last 8 years?
I dare say that if Martin Luther King is spinning in his grave tonight, it is not because Donald Trump is on the verge of getting elected. It's because Hillary Clinton is on the verge of getting elected, and a lot of blacks are going to do it.
Right.
That is not what Martin Luther King had in mind, what we have today in the black
so
community.
It's so obvious she has no interest. Like Barack Obama, he doesn't care
it's
about
liberalism.
The blacks. It's just get me elected and get lost. That's all he cares.
Liberals don't care about people.
Right.
They only care about liberalism.
Elected. Right.
Well, liberalism.
No, that's true, yeah. No, I agree.
And getting elected is all about promoting their liberalism. Diane, we'll have to pick you up on the other side. We are going to take a break. When we come back, Diane, we'll take her phone call, yours as well, at 407-774-8255. So please stay with us, the American Adversaries, as we come to you live on FM 105.5 and, yes, indeed, AM 660, The Answer.
If you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepard of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food.
But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Hi, I'm Scott Miller from MyLibertyThreads.com. I've developed an American-made t-shirt brand that helps conservative Americans express themselves. I've traveled the country extensively over the last 3 years, helping proud Americans everywhere get their points across. As friends of the American Adversaries program, we're offering promotion for all the listeners of this show. All you have to do is check out our website at MyLibertyThreads.com and enter promo code AAR2014 on any purchase you make, and you'll save $3. That's $3 just by entering AAR2014. All caps. That's MyLibertyThreads.com. And remember, American-made t-shirts just feel better.
What's it like on I-4? We've got the answer. Traffic you can trust. Answer traffic now.
Big time delays on I-4 in a couple of spots. Heavy 192 to 535 from earlier crashes. Then heavy South Orange Blossom Trail to Maitland for more than 30 minutes. Maitland to Lake Mary slow and 417 to the bridge. Heavy westbound on the brakes. Fairbanks to Michigan. John Young Parkway to Kirkman. Sand Lake to 535 and Pass World Drive. 408 eastbound from South Orange Blossom Trail to I-4. Brake lights there. Then Bumby to Conway. Got an accident past Conway in the road. I'm Mick Dolan. FM 105.5 and AM 660 to answer.
Separated.
All right, welcome back to the show. I want to thank all of you who got up this morning, either as part of your regular routine or got up early between the hours of 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. to participate in our power prayer. And I'm going to do that again 1 week from today and 2 weeks from today as we see this election through. And so I want to thank you. And if you did not do it today, that doesn't mean you can't join us the next 2 weeks. And we'll be talking about that more over the next week. But thanks to all of you who did. We could feel you out there. All right. Diane has been patiently waiting. Oh, what? Before we go to Diane, I'm sorry, Diane, real quick. We just saw on the TV monitor here, Fox is showing a little bit of the rallies today. Trump's compared to Clinton's. And Mike is right. When you see the Clinton rally, they're like expressionless.
I know. They look like zombies or they're on drugs.
Yeah, or they're looking around. They're not looking at her. At the Trump rally, it's
like a paternity party. Everybody laughing, having a good time, dancing around.
Literally, right behind Trump's head, this guy's holding up a sign that says LGBTQs for. It has the I-4 there for Trump.
Oh yeah,
he's bringing everybody into the tent. And wasn't it the Republicans who said they wanted to have a big tent? All right, Diane, thank you. I'm sorry. Appreciate you calling.
There's already been answered on the Obamacare thing with everybody getting their new quotes, right?
I'm sorry, say that again. We missed part of it.
Prayers have already been answered on the Obamacare.
Oh, she is right. They are getting their quotes, and it's time to lay them out for that.
Yeah, and it's like a bolt of lightning too for a lot of people. Can you imagine? I mean, the feeling in the pits of people's stomachs when they open those letters and they see, and they're already wondering how they're doing it at all now, and then they're looking at this. Oh my God! Now I've got to come up with this extra too. And the government is saying, oh, don't worry, because the government supplements will be larger. Well, here's the problem. For that, it's still not going to add up. It's still going to mean increases for the people, and it means that the government is going to have to pay more for the program.
Right.
Yep.
So it's a bad situation all the way around, and for the people who aren't getting their premiums increased, they're the ones going to get cut out of the program altogether. And in many states, there'll only be one choice. It's like we now have single-payer health care by default.
And think of Jonathan Gruber, what he said to the American people, where they have him on, on tape, where he just said, you know what, this is great. The American people are so stupid, they'll never figure this out. Well, they might be a little slow, but guess what? They figured it out. And a lot of you Democrats will not be returning to Washington in many, many of these states.
Yeah, I believe this. I believe the WikiLeaks stuff.
It's enough to start putting them under.
The Project Veritas stuff, and maybe even the Inquirer stuff, is demoralizing Hillary's constituency.
Right.
Now, they're not going to run away from her. They're not going to go vote for Trump. They're not going to vote for Gary Johnson. They're not going to vote for Jill Stein.
They might not get up in the morning and vote.
They just may not vote at all. And they're certainly not going to go out and be enthusiastic and get other people to vote. So this is bad news for her and great news for Trump. But only if Trump gets elected will we be able to turn this around. Because not only is it bad news for her, but it's bad news for everybody who's getting these letters. And the ones whose the premiums aren't increasing that much, they're seeing their deductibles go way up. What did you tell me yesterday about
Chris, this one fellow they had on, this was the most heartbreaking story of all. He had like two kids and everything. His premium was, not that great, maybe $500, but there was one problem. The deductible for the family was $14,000. And this is a guy that is in that range of $50,000 to about $120,000, which is where, you got good, hardworking, honest American people. Now maybe he doesn't take insurance. Then something happens. He loses his house. What we've done to the American people by this poorly constructed plan is unforgivable. And when these people vote, they better remember what the Democratic Party in unison, remember Nancy Pelosi, remember Harry Reid, they all had a great laugh. Well, guess what? You're not going to be laughing now.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey.
Anyway, I called really about the soil and water conservation supervisors.
Yes.
You really need to look into them because one of them is Star Grayson, Alan Grayson's daughter.
Is that right?
Is that right? Oh, we didn't know that. Yeah.
And somebody was telling me about.
Check them out. They're pushing the green energy stuff. So you have to be real careful with those.
Yeah. Not only that, but those type offices are oftentimes stepping stones for people who want to go further in politics. Yeah. So maybe we can snuff them out.
Nip it in the bud.
Nip it in the bud. That's right.
Don't vote for Star Grayson.
Okay. All
right. I'm glad she brought that up. That's great.
Thanks,
good
Diane.
Job.
Yeah. Great work.
Really good.
Appreciate it. Okay. We just have a few minutes left in this segment of the show. Then, of course, we're going to have to take the break at the top of the hour. But there was another interesting poster, sign, whatever you might want to call it, that showed up at the Trump rally today, right, Mike?
Yeah, I found that very amusing. It was so interesting. I had a couple individuals actually email it to me.
Took a picture of people holding them.
And what it reminded you, it was like a movie poster. And they had Hillary, as the star of the movie, and she was dressed like an old Western madam. And it goes like this. It says, Mistress from Hell, and then under that title is her picture, just like in a movie poster, starring Hillary Clinton. Whips, chains, and pain were her game. Bondage was her specialty. Public humiliation was her pleasure. Co-starring Ted Kennedy and Al Gore. See Ted bound and whipped. See Al licking boots. A Capitol Hill production.
Can
you imagine that? That's hilarious. If only we could get Trump to autograph that and give that one away.
I'll tell you what,
boy.
If by some chance she does get elected, you can replace that Al Gore licking her boots with St. Pauli girl Ryan.
Oh, yeah. Right? That's true. That is true. I agree with you 100% on that
one. All right. Let's get John's call in before we take the break. John, thank you for calling.
Yes. I just want to let you guys know that I think a lot of people can get out of Obamacare by getting into what they call health share. And I know that there's a company by the name of Liberty Health Share that, is out there, and I know there's other ones. I think there's a religious-based one that I can't remember the name of that everybody talks about.
Yeah, we've had some of these people on the show before, and we're going to have them back again probably after the election is over. But there are a couple of alternatives. There aren't many, but there are a couple of alternatives. They have their positives and negatives, as anything, right?
I also heard from a doctor that with his specialty, he said that the best place you can go for insurance when it comes to any of this is to Mutual of Omaha, of all things.
Really?
He says that's about the only company he recommends.
Yeah.
And other than that, if you're on Medicaid or
right.
Medicare, then you should just stay on it. Don't yeah. switch.
You're right about that.
That's when they get you.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. That's good advice. I appreciate that.
Oh, and, you're welcome.
Yeah, for the people who can do it.
You know, we would do have to get those fellows back, remember, because they were like, they were in independence, you know, to give guidance out here for this disaster.
Yep, we're going to do that as soon as the election is over. We're going to focus like a laser beam now through the election. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to pick up the conversation at that point. As I said, B. Brian Blair is going to give us an update on the Tampa rally yesterday. And Steve Edmonds, a candidate for Florida House District 28, is going to stop by for a little visit, too. Hope you'll visit with us as well. Please don't go.
Ladies and gentlemen!
Welcome back for hour number two, or welcome to the show if you're just now tuning in. In any case, we appreciate you being there because you are listening to us as we come to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660 The Answer. We are the American Adversaries. It is drive time now, prime time here in Central Florida. Mike McBath, along with me, Christopher Hart, we're in the studio. Nicholas Cicero is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. We had some great calls in the first hour. We look forward to your call in this hour of the show. 2 weeks to go, 2 weeks to go. 2 weeks from today, of course, is Election Day. And that night, this will be the place for great election coverage. We'll be here giving you local and state updates and tracking, of course, the presidential race.
And we'll be congratulations to a lot of politicians, I hope.
Yes, sir. We'll be trading off coverage with the national Salem coverage, and they'll, of course, take you late into the night. We'll be here for several hours past our regular air time. So please do tune in election night, and we'll be here to see this thing through. Hopefully, and we're praying for a big, huge victory. And just think how exhilarating that will be. This, I mean, the town will erupt. I guarantee cities across America, there will be people dancing
in the streets. Yeah. They'll be singing. They'll be probably have a few shooters. You know what I mean? But it's the end of the liberal plague.
And Mike didn't mean with a gun.
Not shooter like that. I mean, you know.
But there will, it'll be, let's just say, people will feel a great sense of relief. Yeah. Relief.
End of the executive orders once Trump uses the executive orders to clean out the executive orders.
Which he has promised to do day one.
Right. Get them
day
out of here.
One. All right. Mike called it 2 weeks. He said a week or two out from the election that Obamacare, the premium increases would hit, and they would be massive, and they have, and they are.
And, you know, too, the other thing is there's a lot of people out there like myself. I went through one of my family had Obamacare. The greatest nightmare I've ever gone through. They got the names wrong. They thought I wasn't a citizen. They did. I mean, you couldn't believe what these people did.
Well,
it took a minimum of 20 phone calls to finally get in a straight after I used every swear word you could possibly put forth. And it's a case now you raise it 25. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Imagine what they've done to these American people.
And it's a violation of trust. It's it's a total violation of trust because we were promised not higher premiums. We were promised lower premiums. We were promised more choices, not fewer choices. And the promises we now know were all lies. Lies, lies,
and remember
lies.
Nancy Pelosi's face. You know, that's a hard one to forget. And remember how she said, well, you know, this lady, her and Harry Reid, and, that, you know, she can return if the election goes wrong.
Oh.
And would that be, that in itself means we should all be out voting. That one thought.
Yeah, what Mike means is she could return as Speaker of the House.
Right. Oh, my God. It'd be like the return of Dracula or
something. Not that we got much of one now, but certainly she would be a turn for the worse. That's for sure. The latest WikiLeaks dump has implicated once again the Clinton campaign and the president. They talk about having to cover up for the president and emails between Hillary Clinton and the president because they didn't have the proper state.gov email address on them. They had Hillary Clinton's private server on them, which proves that the man is, as we have known and as the Obamacare proves, is a bold-faced liar himself. He's a pretty doggone good liar, you got to admit. But
he's practiced ever since he's been, 22 years old?
I mean,
he's the
before
best.
That, yeah.
Him and Hillary probably could run a school.
Yeah.
But they showed the president with the date on TV, March 7, 2015, swearing that,
He found out about it in the news.
Right, this is where he found out. Now they got the emails.
They got the emails from back when she was in
state. What do we do when we have
state.
Politicians like this? Throw them out of office.
We kick
Very
them out.
Simple.
And we got a chance right now.
You're not kidding. Now's the time.
That's right. Get out and vote. I drove by a library today where they had early voting going on. There wasn't a line outside the door, but the parking lot was full.
Good.
And parking lots usually aren't full in the middle of the day at a library, right? Let's just face it. So there are a lot of people getting
not
out.
At Penn State, though.
There are a lot of people getting out and voting. You know, I can see why somebody might think you weren't from the United States since you did play football in Buffalo.
Did you see today, though, just digressing here, but it was the high today in Buffalo is 43.
43 degrees.
Oh, wow. Do you think they're going to be getting out the vote for Hillary if they don't love her? Not.
And the enthusiasm gap is quite obvious.
Oh, geez.
When you see the sides of the crowd, not just the sizes of the crowd, but the
just
reactions.
Their facial expressions, the way they act and communicate with each other.
Yep.
It's
and
great.
Hillary Clinton today is telling her followers to ignore the polls. All right. I think they're feeling like they're sort of overplayed this hand, that it looks like such a blowout that many of her voters may stay home. Then let's hope they do. Let's hope they do. Let's hope they get demoralized by all these revelations by WikiLeaks that show her and Barack Obama and their team, if you will, to be liars. Yeah, here's Trump. We're watching the video.
See the LGBT.
Again.
Big sign right behind him. We support Donald Trump.
There's a black woman, I guess, but this person is holding a LGBTQs for Trump today at the rally in Tampa, and it was a huge rally in Tampa, and everybody really enjoyed themselves there. And this is the difference. People come away from a Trump rally pumped up, ready to rock and roll. You come away from a Clinton rally, and there's no excitement there.
And he's such a, personable guy. You know what I mean? In other words, he walks through the crowd, he shakes hands with people, he smiles with them. Hillary just, here, gone, get out of here, I don't talk to regular people, get lost.
Yeah, and he's on his way to Tallahassee now. There's going to be a rally in Tallahassee tonight. And so he's the guy, he's a dynamo. He's a dynamo. And
look at the crowd. Look at that.
I know. Yeah, he's just drawing huge crowds.
Unbelievable.
Wherever he goes. And the polling here in Florida shows it a tight race. And it, as we've said before, if the voting trends hold similar to the last handful of presidential elections, it's going to come down to Hillsborough County, Orange County, and Volusia County. Trump needs to win two of those three counties. If he can win two of those three counties, he will win Florida. If he wins Florida, stands a great chance of winning this election. All right? Now, with this Obamacare stuff coming out, that can be a big difference in a lot of states, including
it will be like
Florida.
Think like Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is, it's a city, right? But this Obamacare is going to upset so many people that, you might just get what you needed to carry the state of PA.
Right. All right, let's take Paul's phone call. Paul, thank you for calling tonight. We appreciate it.
Hey, Chris. You just said you were at the library. Was that the Orlando Public Library you was at?
No, I drove by one. I didn't actually go there. I drove by one right up here off of Hunt Club Boulevard in Altamont Springs, Apopka area.
Oh, because I'm looking to go. I don't want to go down on Cayley. That's too far from me. I thought I could find a place to vote a little bit closer to me.
Okay, yeah, you can vote at the libraries. There's the one on Herndon Drive just off East 50 there. There is the downtown library. Your local libraries are the early polling voting places for the most part.
Thank you very much, Chris. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, sir. And God bless you. And get out and vote and get other people
wear
to vote.
Red. Because,
wear
I mean,
red.
I think that'll influence a few people. Every few people count.
That's right. And so if you wear red to the polling place, that's a subtle way of saying you're for Donald Trump.
Unless it's a red hat that says Make America Great Again. I wonder if they'll let me in if
no,
I wear that.
They will not.
You don't think so?
No, they will not.
Oh, okay.
They will not let you into polling places with any outward. If you wear it, you got to wear it under your clothes or where
okay.
you can't see it.
Well, you know my T-shirt, Chris.
You can't
Hillary
wear
for
that.
Prison,
that
2016.
Won't, that won't fly.
They won't accept that.
That won't fly.
So I can't wear
anything
that either.
Anything that is outwardly.
Boy, I'm in big trouble.
You know, shows your support.
That's my wardrobe.
Right. They won't let you in with it. So just be prepared. But by wearing red, it's a subtle way.
Yeah, tell them where we're going and how many people were coming. That's
exactly.
What I think is great about it, because if you see a big line, you see like 90% wearing red.
Yeah.
If I were the pollsters, it better be done right.
All right. All right. There's wearing red, and then there's seeing red.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are a season ticket holder for the... San Francisco,
I know where we're going now.
49ers, you might be seeing red tonight. We'll tell you a bit why. They have been voted by ESPN, does a ranking of professional sports teams, and they rank 122 professional sports teams. And don't ask me what the criteria is to get on their list, but they got 122.
Who's probably the most liberal? No, that wouldn't be out there. They'd be number one.
They got 122 that they rank. And the San Francisco 49ers have dropped to last place in their rankings. The
you
worst.
Think there's a reason there,
well,
Chris?
In fact, then the ESPN gives the reasons that they speculate is behind this. Now, this is a trend that started last year and has continued into this year. And this just came out with their October 31st NBA Preview Magazine edition. And they say that it is the result. And I'm reading now, it is the result of a lack of on-field success. Okay.
That's obvious, this year's record.
The dysfunction that led to the departure of Coach Jim Harbaugh and the uninspired choice of his replacement of Jim Tom Sula, and the overwhelming cost to watch it all unfold at Levi's Stadium.
Overwhelming cost. Now, I can give you a comment on that. When I was there last year at the Super Bowl at Levi's Stadium, I'm sitting in a seat, so I said to this gentleman near me, I said, just out of curiosity, what's a seat license cost for these seats? And these seats were, I was probably 50 rows up, but, you know, on the 40-yard line. He said, well, sir, it's $80,000 a seat. I go, $80,000 a seat? He says, yes. So, in other words, if I bought four seats for my family, I got to give them $320,000
before I
pay for the extremely expensive tickets.
Exactly.
And he goes, that's right.
Right.
Now, watch what happens. Now I know why there's such dissatisfaction. They float like, you know, like a stock.
These licenses.
So look how bad it's going out there. The stadium, which was supposed to be grandiose, honestly looks like junk on the outside because they wanted to keep it environmentally perfect, right?
Right.
Looks like the Clinton bus came by, in my opinion, but whatever. But
it dropped it slowly.
Yeah, right, dropped the sewer out. But the point is, it is so expensive, and when you get horrendous performance – and then you got, you know, I call Black Socrates out there, you know, destroying your whole team. Because remember, there's only three guys on that team that, you know, will kneel down. So therefore, the others all were standing there. Obviously, you got a problem. And what are they now? I think, what, 1-7 or something like that? I think you got a real problem. By the way, you're going to lose a lot of money. Awful lot of money.
Yeah, what Mike is talking about, in order to help pay for the team and the stadium, what they do is they sell you a piece of the stadium, your seat.
Right.
Right? And, and you
it's a
have,
seat license.
Yeah, last year you would pay $80,000 for it.
Per seat.
Per seat. Now, if the team is doing great and wonderful and more people want seats than are in there, then the price goes up and you can sell it for a profit. But if your team gets ranked as the worst pro team in professional sports, you can pretty well be sure that the value of your $80,000 seat just went down by about half.
Actually, Chris, I'm thinking about it. Maybe we ought to run out there and buy like four of them if we can get them for $5,000 each and then turn around and sell them if they ever win, which I don't know they will.
Who is that economic sage?
When it's bad, it's good, and when it's good, it's bad. Well, I think San Francisco has hit rock bottom right now.
But the thing is that they don't point out the elephant in the room, if you will, and that is part of the reason that their dysfunction and their lack of success on the field is because of Colin Kaepernick. Not necessarily because he's a bad quarterback, but because
he's a bad quarterback.
Well, he's a bad teammate.
He's bad. Yeah, and that's the worst part of it. Yeah.
Right? See, he is selfishly making his political views stand in between him and his teammates. And he has to know it unless he's a complete idiot, which I don't take him for. But
he's closing in on it.
But he is sacrificing team unity
so
that he can be, you know, the man.
Well,
and these are the kind of people we don't need, you know.
But we used to always do in practice, Chris, if you're an offensive tackle, you know, you would tell your defensive end to lay the guy out in practice.
Yeah.
And we call it a lookout block. You know, they would snap the ball, and the offensive tackle would sort of stumble a little bit, so the guy gets full steam ahead and just crucifies the quarterback. So, Colin, you better pick it up, buddy, because they're going to be looking for you.
Yeah. By the way, we just saw that Bill Clinton is going around at his rallies for Hillary now, saying in front of hundreds of people,
that's so funny,
is saying that Hillary supporters should love Trump's supporters. Well, all I can say is, Billy, we don't want your kind of loving.
Yeah. That's why I was even worried about behind the woodshed with Biden. I mean, with these liberals, I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, their kind of loving is poison.
Yeah.
All right. We'll take a break. We'll be right back with the American adversaries. 407-774-8255 is the number. Trump was here. If you were there, we want to hear from you. We'll be right back.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, then you need to know Jerry Shepard. Jerry and his wife, Jana, own and operate Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service, a state-of-the-art service center located on Econ Circle, just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. Because you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you get at Jerry's. Whether you need regular maintenance work or an emergency repair, Jerry's is the place to take your Mercedes. Jerry offers the best service at the best price. Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service is truly the dealership alternative. And if you're in the market to buy a pre-owned Mercedes, take it to Jerry's for a free evaluation. They'll look it over top to bottom and arm you with the info you'll need to get the best deal. So call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Or visit them at jerrysmb.com. Remember, Jerry's is the dealership alternative, and they're also a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries radio show.
Support Legal Immigrants for America today as we promote legal immigration all across the USA. Fight amnesty and illegal immigration. Buy our book, The Bible and Immigration, and download Immigration Voters Guide 2016 in English and Spanish at www.golifa.com. That's www.golifa.com, G-O-L-I-F-A.com. Support Legal Immigrants for America today at www.golifa.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
All right, welcome back to the show, folks. That's right, you're listening to the American Adversaries. And we have Christine on the line, who was at the Trump rally today, and then we're going to get to B. Brian Blair to give us an update on the Trump rally yesterday in Tampa, which was a huge event as well. Christine, thank you for calling today. We appreciate it. What'd you think?
All right, Christopher. Excellent. I was at the rally, just matter of fact, got back, and I mean, it was fantastic. There were so many people there. So many people, we were on the tarmac. They had to kind of barricade it off.
Yeah.
I mean, I was personally about 50 meters from the Trump plane. They had to get the people out on the tarmac because there were so many people there. There were people, women for Trump, blacks for Trump, Hispanics for Trump. This is for Trump. I mean, he united everybody, and I think it's going to be a big win. I really do, because there are a lot of closet Trumpers out there like me who I'm not allowed to wear my Trump shirt outside, my son says, because he's afraid I get beaten up. But we are out there. We certainly are, and we are really fighting for this country.
Oh, well, God bless you.
Christine, were there fantastic. A lot of women out there? What percentage?
Yes, there were more women out there than men.
Oh, my God.
We've heard that in several rallies here in Florida.
She's verified that again. Wow. Yeah.
Absolutely, and we were all very enthusiastic. Very enthusiastic, matter of fact.
That's terrific. That's terrific. Call your friends. Get them to vote. Don't let anybody slip, because no more time hiding anymore. We're Trumplicans.
Believe me, they know if I start talking to them, that better be going.
It's time.
And wearing red as well.
There you go.
Boy,
great.
She's really up to date.
That's great,
terrific.
Christine. Had you been, one last question, had you been to a Trump rally before?
No, matter of fact, I just heard about it this afternoon at around 12 o'clock when I got off work, and I thought, oh, I better be going. This might be my last chance. And I really wanted to go. I wanted to actually feel the atmosphere, what people were talking about, because now I can really confirm the enthusiasm and the excitement is really, really out there. And I think we're going to be winning big. Really.
I think you're right,
don't
too.
Don't give up, people. Please do not, because you're getting lied to.
There you go.
She's right on.
Listen to Christine, everyone. Yep. Absolutely. Thanks, Christine.
That's amazing.
Appreciate
she came
it.
Home from work and then ran right out there and didn't even know about it.
Yeah.
That's a great job.
All right.
So
that's today in Sanford. Let's find out about what happened yesterday in Tampa from the Killer Bee himself, coming to us live from the Hive Bee, Brian Blair. Brian, how you doing?
Yes, sir. Chris, I'll tell you what. The Hive was alive in Tampa yesterday. I mean, the buzz was 20,000 plus, and they were so excited. The enthusiasm was through the roof. Christina nailed it on the head. I mean, I can't say a whole lot more than what she just said. She kind of wrapped it up. I mean, I actually thought there were more women there than men, which was very surprising. There was every ethnic persuasion that you could think of. I saw so many people that I never saw before, and also lots of friends. So it was a great time. It was a great time. When Rudy Giuliani introduced Trump, it was like magic. It was like being in Madison Square Garden, sold out, main event, and you hear that roar of the crowd when you get the pin.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to ask you, you know, what you thought of the enthusiasm of how the crowd, you know, interplayed with Trump, and you just answered it before I asked it.
Wow, it was amazing. I mean, simply amazing that a man that really was just a businessman and had a little TV show, but how he could actually captivate over 20,000 people, and everybody was in unison chanting Trump, Trump. I mean, it was USA, USA. It was amazing. I mean, he hit all the topics: jobs, the military, the borders, veterans, transparency in government, which we desperately need, and everything good that you can imagine. He ran the gauntlet on the Republican platform that should be, that isn't being done.
Hey, Brian, we're up against a hard break. Can you stay a couple of minutes on the other side? I got a couple more questions for you.
Absolutely.
Okay, and don't forget, Brian's with us every Friday right here on the American Adversaries Drive Time Prime Time Show. And he himself was a Hillsborough County Commissioner, saved that county $1 billion.
That's the type of guy we need in office. Run again, Brian. Run, Brian, run.
There you go. All right, Brian Blair will be with us, and we hope you will be with us too as we come back to you live from the Hive.
Hey, y'all, this is Sam Houston, professional wrestler. Anyway, I just wanted to take a minute of your time and say, hey, if you need to get up to date on your views and issues and everything else, listen to the American Adversaries on AM 660, The Answer. These guys got it going on. Trust me.
All right, we're going back on the air now for another half hour. Don't forget, at 7 o'clock, Larry Elder comes on. He's got a great show. I really enjoy listening to him, and I hope you do, too, right here on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. I am Christopher Hart, and Mike McBath, of course, still in the studio. 407-774-8255 is the number. Still have B. Brian Blair on the line telling us about the Tampa rally over there yesterday for Trump. You know, Brian, we've been looking at some past elections here in the state of Florida, and it looks like this election, if it's anything like the past several, it's going to come down to three counties: Hillsborough, where you are, Orange County, pretty much where we are, and Volusia County, which is also in our listening area. How do you feel about Hillsborough County?
After last night, I don't see how Donald Trump could lose. I mean, there were people still trying to get into the place, and there were over 20,000 people. 20,000 is the capacity, and I mean, they were stuffed like sardines. It was amazing, and to feel the actual, they talk about a movement. Well, I really felt a movement and a groundswell of unbelievable support like I've never seen before for anybody. You know, when you look at the internet polls and the IBC poll, which actually has Trump ahead by a point or two, which is, by the way, the most accurate poll going.
Right.
I think Trump is up, but the most important thing in the world is for us not to become complacent. Everybody's vote counts, and everybody needs to get out. If everybody, if you would have brought a dozen Hillary supporters to that rally, I guarantee you six of them would have flipped.
Yeah. Hey, Brian, this is Mike McBath. Just a quick question. How many blacks and Hispanic do you think were there?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. Well, relative to the population of Hillsborough County, I don't know exactly, but just to give you a simple probably 20%.
And, you know, today a large Cuban organization endorsed Donald Trump. First time, I believe, they've ever endorsed anybody for president.
That was a group that I think went to Cuba, fought, and came back or something like that. It was like a military type group. Yep.
Is there still a large Cuban Hispanic population in Tampa?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. This is Cigar City.
Yeah, right.
I mean, Tampa was, we have lots of Cuban immigrants here, legal immigrants that have done very well, who are wonderful people. My wife is actually part Cuban, and she has a lot of Hispanic blood. But knowing her grandparents, and you know, knowing that they came over from Mexico, one from Cuba, and seeing them make successful lives in this country, I really fell more in love with my wife for her family and for the immigrants that came here and helped build this nation. We're all immigrants.
Yep. They came here legally. Hey,
great, Mike.
Yep. All right. Hey, thanks, Brian. God bless you, and we'll talk to you again on Friday.
Hopefully we'll be celebrating soon. Right, Brian?
Right, Mike. I appreciate it, Chris. I appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing and talking to you guys on Friday. And just keep getting out that message. You guys do a great job. I get more of an education with the American Adversaries than I do from anything else. You guys are great.
All right.
Keep it up.
All right. Thanks, Brian. Okay. That's B. Brian Blair. Okay. You know, there are a lot of names on the ballot, and we try to give you as best guidance as we can around here. And we're always looking for great talent. And, of course, we believe that we had found that in Trump. We saw that early on. I mean, we saw what was going to happen early on. But I know there's a lot of confusion about some of the other people on the ballot. So I want to try to help clear up some of that confusion today. We have a man here today who's running for House District 28, where a lot of you actually live. His name is Steve Edmonds, and I highly encourage you to support him. Steve, thanks for being on the show.
Oh, well, thank you very much for having me on the show. It's an honor and a pleasure to be here.
And by the way, you brought your mother, Barbara. Barbara, say hello to everybody, if you would, real quick, if you don't mind.
Hi, everybody.
Okay.
It's, hey, it's Mom's birthday, too.
Happy, happy, happy birthday, Mommy.
She said, that's enough. Get the cake.
And congratulations and happy birthday.
Hey, Thank you very much.
That says something about a man right there, ladies and gentlemen, okay?
That's great.
Treats his mama right on her birthday. Hey, good for you, Steve.
Nice.
Steve, I've known for a couple of years now, and I know he's a strong, solid libertarian-type conservative, really believes he's a if there's such a thing as a constitutionalist, you look it up in a dictionary, you'll find Steve's picture there.
That's great.
He really believes in the Constitution and that is the backbone of our way of life, and the further we get away from it, the worse off we are. Is that fair characterization?
I would say that is an excellent characterization. Most of my compass, my moral compass, comes from the Constitution.
And he's, you know, an ardent supporter, and he's a great warrior. And he's in a tough fight, though, right?
Definitely a tough fight. I'm going against the golden goose of the establishment, as I call him.
Yeah. He's an incumbent.
He's an incumbent, and he's the fundraiser for this shell game, this money shell game that goes on in Florida between the political committees or the political action committees. And, you know, you wonder why money has such an influence in politics. This is an example of why money has such an influence in politics.
Okay, I want to get right back to that, but real quick, who lives in District 28?
Anybody that lives in Oviedo, Chiliota, Geneva, you live in District 28. If you live in Castleberry, Winter Springs, and Sanford, on the east or south side of 1792, then you live in District 28 most likely. If you're north of Red Bug Lake Road, you are in District 28. There's a little bit of 30 that comes down into the corner of Castleberry and the south side of Oviedo that is taken up by District 30. But for the most part, East Seminole County is District 28.
And I want you to look for Steve Edmonds. That's Steve Edmonds on your ballot. He's running against Jason Brodeur. And as he said, he's like the croupier or whatever you want, the pit boss.
I mean, he's the pit boss at the casino.
Well, he's the one who decides who gets the money and how they get it in order to, if you will, circumvent election laws.
Well, yeah, it's basically a way that, you know, a whole bunch of money comes into one political committee, and then it's doled out to three or four other committees that they're also receiving money.
Right.
And then they decide, well, these candidates, you know, in the local area, you're looking at 15 to 16 candidates. On a statewide area, you're looking at about 35 candidates that are getting funded just from, you know, a couple of his PACs that he's involved in, and you know, you're talking about dozens of PACs that these folks have control over and decide how the money is distributed from.
Okay,
Steve, in managing your campaign, what are all the different ways you're handling this to make sure you're elected?
The biggest thing that I'm trying to do is a ground game. I'm getting out directly to the people because, you know, aside from this appearance, the media has been extremely, shall we say, evasive.
Really?
Yeah, they've been very difficult.
We're here for you, Steve.
I appreciate that. basically, I'm going door to door, knocking on doors. I'm being at every event and meeting that I possibly can be at. I'm on the street corner waving signs. You know, I'm trying to meet as many voters as I possibly can. I started 18 months ago, and we're getting to a point where we are crescendoing or peaking right at the planned and opportune time, which is now. I've got a nice following on social media, and I've been leveraging that as well.
Can you tell us your website, Facebook, all that?
Sure. Edmonds for House 28. That's Edmonds, the number 4, House 28, is how you reach me on Facebook or Twitter. On the website, it's www.floridahouse28.com.
You spell Florida out?
Yep, you spell Florida out.
So Florida
House, all spelled out, the number 2, the number 8.com.
All right. And so please help Steve out and mainly get out and vote for him. If you live in his district, please vote for Steve. This is the kind of candidate that we're constantly looking for around here, a candidate who is dedicated, who has sworn allegiance to, if you will, our Constitution, and is willing to take the hard knocks to put the Constitution and the people ahead of the establishment. And in essence, that's who he's fighting here. Broder is the name on the ballot, but Steve is fighting the establishment. Correct.
That's correct. You know, an establishment in this area comes with all labels. You know, in Orange County, there's a lot of D's that are in the establishment, and in Seminole County, there's a lot of R's that are in the establishment, and they collude and they work together all the time. It's really something we have to get past labels, and we have to look at the candidates that are going to be representing citizens, and that's what I aim to be.
Steve, you're a tax conservative, right?
Yes, sir.
For entrepreneurial businesses, small businesses?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Yeah, I would be a flat tax kind of person, or a fair tax kind of person. I would look to find...
Less
regulation, especially for small business.
Oh, I agree.
I think that the large businesses have plenty of representation and plenty of opportunity. I would be looking to level the playing field for the small business. There's a lot of industries, particularly in Florida, where small business gets pushed out because of the protection of government. And that's I don't believe in using the power and coercion of government for your own private gain.
Government plays, you know, along with big business. Big business plays along with government because it's all a big money game.
Right.
As you just said, big business is quite well represented in our government, overrepresented in our government.
Absolutely.
There's no balance there. And once again, that's why we need candidates like Steve to provide that balance. Right, and we start right here in Florida. This is a state house, state house seat, District 28, Eastern part of Seminole County. Steve Edmonds is your guy. And Steve, why did you decide to run?
I went to Tallahassee to speak with not only my representative but a number of lawmakers and about a subject that was important to me. And when I got there, my own representative didn't want to really listen to what I had to say.
That's great.
And I said, you know, well, I'm your constituent. And he said, well, I don't care. So at the time, I was really thinking about running for a different race. And that pretty much solidified that I was gonna help him care.
That's a good way to put it. Well, we have someone by the name of Jason on the line. Jason, thank you for calling tonight.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
It's all right.
Jason Kendall.
I'm sorry?
You guys remember Kendall? I ran against Micah a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah, Jason Kendall. Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah, I was just calling to show my support for Mr. Edwards there.
And it's Edmonds, E-D-M-O-N-D-S, Amen. But thank you. Appreciate that.
Thank you, Jason.
You live in
Well, I have a little bit of a bad connection, but I followed his campaign, and I want everyone out there to really support him. And anything to get Brodeur out of office. I think so, and I really like his views on the environment because he's conservative, but he also has a true appreciation of what makes Florida beautiful, and that's very important to me.
Okay.
And it should be to everyone else.
All right. Would you like to elaborate on that?
Well, I think Jason's probably pointing out to the fact that I am a native Floridian, and the environment, and particularly water policy, is my number one concern. What I'm working on is trying to come up with a solution, a statewide solution for stormwater. Stormwater is 70%, in my estimation, of all the problems that we're facing in terms of our pollutions
and
right pollutions in our waterways and our riverways and our lakes. And what I'd like to do is come up with an infrastructure that will capture, clean, and redistribute that resource. Before it hits our natural waterways. So what would be great is if instead of us suing Georgia for water to irrigate our oysters in Apalachicola, we could actually send water to Apalachicola. Saltwater intrusion in Miami, Jacksonville, and Tampa. We spend millions of gallons a day trying to fight this. This would be a resource to be able to fight that intrusion. If we were able to capture and clean it to park standards, we could skip over all the politics of the suburban area, the lake area, and the agricultural area, and give the Everglades the water that it needs. Basically, what it comes down to is we're flushing millions of acre feet of water a year, which amounts to billions of gallons in and possibly even higher of water volume to tide every year. That's money and resource wasted, and we can do a lot better.
All right. Thank you, Jason, for the call, and thank you for supporting Steve Edmonds. We really appreciate that. We hope the rest of you will do it as well. As you can see, the man has done his homework. He's got some fresh, new ideas, and the main thing is he wants to help clean up our system here of governing in the state of Florida.
I agree with him, too, on this environment, the way he approaches it, because we're basically, I'm an environmentalist, my brother's big-time environmentalist, but we're not a Democratic environmentalist, you know, where it's nothing but a fundraiser. You know, we believe in things like that, you know, clean water, good fishing, and, you know, and it rewards you back. Man, and, you put the lakes together, and then the prosperity that will bring, we'll be able to take care of the bills. It just has to be done.
We have to bring everybody to the table to solve these problems. They're not just one particular group's problem or one particular industry's problem. It's everybody's.
All right. Steve Edmonds is his name. Edmonds for House 28. That's how you can find him on Facebook and Twitter. That's the number for. Oh, we got Jason Brodeur ad running on TV right now. Jason Brodeur is his opponent. Jason Brodeur is.
I don't like his hairstyle.
He's one of the freewheeling, you know, political establishment.
Now, he looks like one. Doesn't he look like he's been there, you know, like maybe it's time for him to go home.
He wants to keep things the way they are. Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. We see room for a great deal of improvement, and Steve can help make that happen. He's a candidate for the Florida House, District 28. That's most of the eastern part of Seminole County there. Once again, Edmonds for the number 4, House.28 is his Facebook and Twitter page accounts, and Florida House 28. You spell all that out. Florida House and then number 28 .com is where you can find him on his web page. And if you can help him out financially, that would certainly go a long way to help him win this election. But the main thing is get out and vote for him and convince other people that you know in that area to vote for him as well. It'll be a delightful change, believe you me. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll continue the show. And don't forget, at 7 o'clock, Larry Elder comes on. Great radio still right here on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. Folks, please join me in welcoming our newest sponsor to the program, Patriot Home Funding Incorporated. John Siebert and Pierce Outlaw are the owners of Patriot Home Funding, and each has over 30 years' experience originating mortgages right here in Central Florida. They offer their customers the very best in service, experience, and expertise. Patriot Home Funding's motto is, "We say yes when the banks say no." They are known for routinely getting mortgages closed easier, faster, and with less cost than anybody else in the industry. If you are having trouble getting approved, getting the runaround from your lender, feel like you're paying too much, or just want the very best mortgage experts in Central Florida working to make your American dream come true, call the leading experts at Patriot Home Funding today. Patriot Home Funding is known for thinking outside the box and offering solutions, not excuses. Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida and is an equal housing lender. Call them at 877-377-8123, 877-377-8123, or visit them at myphf.com.
Folks, if you drive a Mercedes-Benz, you need to know Jerry Shepherd of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service. Jerry owns and operates a state-of-the-art service center. Because you drive a Mercedes, you obviously care about quality workmanship. That's what you'll find at Jerry's. When you need expert maintenance or repair work and want it at the best price, call Jerry's at 407-366-6499. They'll have your Mercedes humming while you skip those high dealer rates. For the dealership alternative, call 407-366-6499. Jerry'sMB.com.
Hi, I'm Kathy Santamassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner, you need to protect your business from accidents, property damage, substance abuse, and theft. I can help you lower your risk and get an insurance discount with a program that is effective and affordable. Don't be caught with your guard down. Please call me today for a free assessment at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
All right, welcome back to the American Adversaries. There you go.
Look at that. He knows it's Halloween right around the corner, right?
I always want to get up and dance when this song comes
on. I love it.
All right, speaking of Halloween, Mike's got his contest all lined up for us, which will be tomorrow night this week. Mike, once again,
I know. I'm fired up about this one. Last year we did a Halloween contest. We had great results, and this year I expect them better because we got more people that dress. Now we're looking to dress a politician. We're looking to dress some of the wonderful people in the media and maybe some of these actors. So what your job is to try to give them the costume they should wear to this Halloween party. Now, my first one, I think that Paul Ryan should go as Judas. I think he'd be perfect for that role. How about Elizabeth Warren? She is certainly one of my favorite lefty radicals. I think she should go as Joan of Arc. And then when she gets to the party, they burn her at the stake. But, you know, and Colin Kaepernick, I think he'll fit in perfect. I think he could go as a black Socrates. You know, this guy knows everything, right? So come up with your costumes for all these wonderful politicians and media stars that are sitting out there.
All right. And that'll be tomorrow night. So get those entries ready, and we'll look forward to that. That'll be tomorrow night this week instead of Thursday, okay? All right. Once again, we have Steve Edmonds in the studio with us tonight, and he comes highly recommended. I endorse him. If I lived in his district, I would be voting for him. He is running for Florida House District 28, and if you'd like to visit him on Facebook or Twitter, you can follow him on Twitter at Edmonds, the number 4, House 28. Edmonds 4, House 28, Facebook and Twitter. His website is FloridaHouse28.com. That's where you can check out his policies and things like that. And as I said, he's a constitutionalist from word go. I mean, you cut this guy, he's going to bleed the reeds out of the words out of the Constitution. I met very few people that believe more and argue the benefits of our Constitution more than Steve Edmonds. He's up against a tough, slick politician in Jason Brody. Doer, but it can get done. And this district, a lot of our listening audience resides in this district. If you folks who are listening to us get out and vote for Steve Edmonds, I'm certain we can push him over the top. Steve, we just have a few minutes left. What would you tell people who've never heard of you before why they should vote for you?
Well, I think everybody's been clamoring for a real change. They're looking for real representation, citizen representation, and that's what I am. You know, my slogan is run your government or it'll run you. I believe that people have to be involved in their government, and they need to be running for and achieving local offices, and I want to be the person that shows them how to do it. I'm going to win this campaign with less than $15,000 against 240,000 plus two PACs that equivalent to over $1 million of activity. It is possible, but the only way that it's possible is if people join me in the endeavor. They have to use their voice. They have to use their First Amendment. And more important than any dollar is to tell one person a day to vote for Steve Edmonds. If everybody does that, which I think they've been doing, we should have a real honest to God shot at this election. The last polls had us neck and neck. From what I hear, there's a rumor out there that there was another poll done recently that people don't want to publish because it's showing an even closer margin. So this is the race to watch. This is a race that is neck and neck, and every vote absolutely does count. And if you want a true delegate in Tallahassee that's going to represent your needs and your wants, then you'll help me represent you. You'll help me get there by voting for me. You can run your government or it'll run you. And then my hashtag is Be the People.
Real quickly, you said you're native of Florida.
Yes.
What are you doing now?
Right now, as far as work goes?
Yes. Right? Yeah.
I teach at Eastern Florida State College. I'm a professor teaching American national government and Florida local and state politics. And I'm also working on developing two business ideas. which are kind of shelved at the moment until after,
you run.
Yeah, until after the election.
Okay. Steve Edmonds is your guy. If you live in District 28, he will be a great representative for you in Tallahassee. He's running for Florida House District 28, pretty much the eastern side of Seminole County. Just look for him on your ballot. And you can find him on Twitter or Facebook at Edmonds, the number 4, House 28, Edmonds 4, House 28. Please visit his website and help him out at FloridaHouse28.com. That's FloridaHouse28.com. Steve, thanks for being in tonight. And Barbara, once again, thanks for coming down and happy birthday to you as well.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. And Steve, we'll have you back on before this thing wraps up. But
great.
Once again, please help out Steve Edmonds. You do that, you'll be helping yourself out. Okay.
Help the fishing.
There we go.
We got to get them
taken. Clean the water.
That's right. I agree.
Water is the most important.
All right. Okay. And we'll be back tomorrow night with our Halloween costume contest. And we want to hear from you.
I can't wait to hear these call-ins.
All right. Keep the faith. Keep fighting. And we'll see you tomorrow night. Night, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.